every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again for another week. Lots of signings. Some are big. Some are those signings that you don't really know until next summer, the end of next season. They're those quiet, subtle off-season trades that at the time you're not just sure whether they're medium range, high-end range until much later, or end up being, you know, one-year, multi-year disasters. We'll talk about them all for sure on tonight's show, and probably a whole lot more too. So as always, there's lots to talk about, even though it's coming up on the Christmas days part of the off season. Usually things are a little slower, but it's a very interesting off season. So, and obviously relievers, high end relievers being the top part of the market still at this point in time, with a couple of players off the free agency the last 2 weeks, obviously a few more coming off, and we'll talk about those as well tonight. So anyways, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there listening. You've gotten up, gotten after it, and gotten dirty, whether you're playing, you're coaching, you're a parent, just watching, or a fan sitting at home and watching your team maybe make moves. You know, could be on the high end of if you're a contending fan team, you're loving life right now, probably to some degree, some level. And if you're in a rebuild, yes, it's very frustrating, and it's but hopefully you find the light at the end of the tunnel, as they say sometimes, so to speak, in the fact that hopefully what you're getting in return, if you have been one of those teams that are trading players, you're happy, and you can kind of maybe see some excitement about what the future could be too. So again, all stuff that we'll talk about tonight. So before we get there, obviously all our servicemen and women, thank you for doing what you do each and every day, so we can do what we love to do. Nolan, myself, the rest of the dirtbags here, and that's baseball in some way, shape, or form. That's the bottom line. That's the reality. That's what it's all about, being a part of the Dirtbag Baseball Nation. It's doing the right things on the field, off the field. So thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for sharing it. And again, we just, thanks is never really enough. So bottom line is, settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us. So we're going to be right back here after the break to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's this weekend. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you were one of the first 100 in-store customers. Plus, you'll save big during the 48-hour holiday savings blitz. Visualize it all happening this weekend at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/20/25 and 12/21/25. One card per household. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk about the relievers. High-end, middle-range. Got a bunch of them flying off the board in the last week.
Yeah, I mean, let's get started, obviously, with the most prolific one out there. Kenley Jansen, signing with the Tigers. One-year deal. Don't hate that.
I don't hate
Do
it
Do not
at all.
Hate that. And especially after they traded Lee there this week, too. Up to Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for a pitching prospect. Adds a little bit more. Kyle Finnegan, obviously, they brought him back too. So, I mean, you're getting a couple of guys with closing experience, obviously, in the majors. Finnegan, obviously, familiarity after being traded there post-deadline, or I guess during the deadline. To Detroit, obviously, Kenley Jansen, no familiarity, but still, I mean, brings, what, 15 years of closing experience, give or take?
Yeah, absolutely, right? And still gets saves consistently, right? Like he's evolved as all good pitchers do. Usually you see it in starters. You're seeing it in a reliever. I really like that signing. I like both those signings for Detroit, and that builds up some back end. What's interesting to me in all these reliever signings is especially the contending teams. You've seen... This is my perspective anyways. I'd like to know yours as well. Is you see them build the depth of starting rotation, and then they're able to just fill it in with relievers. Not an easy job, but to me, a lot easier job. It's tough to find your big, serviceable starter still in this game, right? We go back to this past season, and we talked about it a lot, Dirtbags. How many games were thrown with bullpen games. So it goes to show you, I mean, they're talking about expansion in the future, but yet presently we have bullpen games through the regular season. So obviously pitching is still such a need out there in the world of development and stuff like that. But for the Detroit Tigers, I like it. It makes me feel like they're going to move forward with Tarik Skubal. I have to assume they are, unless they're completely blown away with something, and they're in an easy division. So good for the Tigers, or an easier division, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, those are good moves, obviously. The one move that I did like for the reliever market over the past week, obviously, was Tyler Rogers to the Blue Jays. So, I mean, obviously, everybody knows Tyler Rogers throws funny, right? Submarine pitcher. Very tough to square up. 3-year, $37.5 million deal. Overall, though, no complaints. I mean, you look at that guy's history of just what he's done, obviously, primarily with the San Francisco Giants through the majority of his career. But, I mean, I'm just looking at a guy that flat out knows how to pitch at the major league level and is funny to hit. Like, you got a lot of big bats in the American League East, so you need someone to figure out a way how to get through that. And, I mean, that's a fantastic get, in my opinion.
That one I agree 100%. There's no question. I mean, especially early in the count, when you watch him, he pitches to the ground ball, right? He keeps his ball low. If he gets ahead in the count, he's up two strikes or whatever in that, he can put them away or whatever by right making that basically a rise ball, like you would if you played fastball or softball, what we call. And he just understands his job. Like, year after year, he gets the job done. What's he throwing? Low 80s. And but it doesn't matter. He executes. He makes them swing. He can move the ball. That's a great signing by the Jays, I think. There's no question. Imagine him coming in after you see Trey Yosavage. Let's say Trey carries on and has the continuation of what we saw in 2025 out of him. What is it? It's 7'9".
7'11".
7'11", releasing it from. And then all of a sudden, you're what, 18 inches off the ground? You got to adjust your eyes?
Something like that. Well, heck, not even 18 inches. He's probably about 10 inches.
Yeah, he might be a foot or less.
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, he's one of those guys that, like, confidently, you can rely on him in any role out of a bullpen, which I think that's the biggest thing that every team needs. At the end of the day, you need a guy that can give you a sixth inning, seventh inning, eighth inning, depending on where he's at. Now, I don't think he's going to be a closer by any stretch of the imagination.
No, you're probably right, but he's the type of guy that when your closer, in this case Hoffman, still at this point in time, does go through his rough patch, as they all do, right? The majority of closers, they have a dry spell, if you want to call it that. Man, you can come in and get saves that are important wins at the end of the day, right? We always talk about it. Every win counts. So exactly right. Like you said, from 7th, 8th, 9th, maybe the 6th if you need it, if it's the right situation. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's invaluable to me. It's got to be invaluable to John Schneider to have that in his wheelhouse now, knowing that he's got that if he needs it. And now he's got good starters ahead of him and stuff like that. But bottom line is, great signing. Another tough loss for the Mets, losing him. Not quite sure why they wouldn't have signed him. I know that years of contract time concerns David Stern. I realize that. And it's his team, quote unquote, his team now, as you're seeing it. But that's another tough loss for the Mets as well. Great pickup for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, obviously, I think the biggest signing of the past week has to be Mikel Garcia. 5-year, $57.5 million extension. Obviously, the Kansas City Royals project him to be basically their third baseman of the future. You've seen growth out of him over the last couple of seasons for sure. And, I mean, that just fits the timeline of what the Kansas City Royals are trying to do. Fits the payroll perfectly. That's a smart move. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to be a true all-star by any stretch of the imaginations, but he's shown flashes that there's enough potential there to justify paying him basically $12 million a year, $11.5 million a year.
Well, if he can carry on and continue doing what he did this year or whatever, you put him in the one hole, the two hole, or whatever it is above Bobby Witt and Salvi Perez and the Pasquatch, you know, those guys will drive the ball out of the park or do whatever they need to do or whatever. You just got to be on base. Now, instead of one run, we got two, we got three, we got whatever, we got winning games. So exactly right. I mean, growth year over year. 2 years ago, I had him in on my fantasy team and stuff like that, and he had a very good year. But, you know, I was looking all year for a better third baseman than him. But last year, I'll take him last year for sure. His growth year over year, huge. So again, there's no guarantee it's going to continue or whatever in that, but with the pieces around him and stuff like that and starting to mature and understand who he is as a player or whatever, if he stays in his lane, as they always say, he's going to be just fine. And that's a good signing. Good job.
Now, obviously, we're approaching Christmas, but more importantly, we're approaching a couple of those Japanese superstars' deadlines. Obviously, Munetaka, next week at some point in time, he's going to be due, I guess, the 22nd is what they were saying for him. Tatsui Ime, obviously, he won't be until the New Year's. But, I mean, still, that's a name to watch. The other first baseman, I'm drawing a blank on his name. There's about three or four of these guys, and you haven't heard jack diddly in the grand scheme of things about any of these guys. Now, obviously, they got to have interest. I don't know where it is, but you got to have interest in these guys.
Today was the first thing that I saw on Munetaki, and that was literally the first time I've seen anything. And even seeing anything, there was no real team that was on him. There was some speculation of people that need third baseman and stuff like that. I think there's still that trepidation, right, of understanding what they've got him classified as the Kyle Schwarber, Shohei Ohtani power off the bat. But I think there's that lack of familiarity of can he do it in the major leagues where those pitches are that much higher overall compared to the Japanese league, right? And I respect that. I totally get that. I mean, it's a push for somebody. They had him projected at what, about 8 years and $180 million. I don't think he's getting that if he wants to come to the U.S. I think he's got to go on a shorter term, prove what he's capable of. He's still a young enough kid, but we'll carry on and talk about him more after the break.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And we were talking about Munetaki before the break. So, yeah, I was saying about a three-year for me personally or whatever, and that maybe a two-year Nolan, Dirtbags. I think you'll get more than that, but I really wouldn't do that. I mean, you can always re-up him. You can always make the adjustment based on how he's doing at that point in time. So, you know, but like you said, Nolan, it's been crickets on them. So I have to assume the Dodgers aren't in play on any of those guys. Or if they are, they're just laying in the weeds. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the projections out there are kind of saying along the lines of basically 7-8 years, like you were kind of saying. I mean, he's got the youth and everything like that on his side. To me, I agree with what you're saying. I think I'd be comfortable giving him a 3-4 year deal. I don't know if I'd want to stretch it out to a 7-year deal. That seems like a bit of a reach to me, at least. But, I mean, end of the day, a team's going to sign him, right? Obviously, a couple years ago, 22, he had that 50 home run season. He's got the left-handed power stick. It's good enough contact that I don't think you got to worry too much about the strikeouts. And quite simply put, I think he's basically about a $20 million guy. Like, I don't think he's going to cost you more than $20 million bucks a season. And, I mean, if I get the Kyle Schwarber upside of him hitting 50 home runs, obviously, in North America, that's a bonus. But when I'm looking at the career for what he's done outside of that 22 season, I mean, he's a good 25 to 30 home run hitter over in the MPB. Translate that maybe 20 to 25 in the majors. I don't know. To me, like you said, I'm comfortable giving him probably a 4-year 80.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he hits you 20-25 as a third baseman, stuff like that, and obviously he's not Suarez. He's not going to pop off for 60. I can't assume. But again, anything can happen. But if he plays serviceable defense as well, he's a nice pickup for a team. Absolutely. So let's slide over to the Angels. A couple of quiet pickups, too. In the last couple of days, Drew Pomerantz, Jordan Romano. Those are those guys that, I mean, Drew Pomerantz was out of baseball, basically, I mean, for a couple of years and then comes back with the Cubbies last year or whatever, has a really good solid year. Jordan Romano, he had his ups and downs with Philadelphia. Probably if you're a Phillies fan, you're happy to see him go, obviously. But the back end of the second half of his season, he was pretty consistent throughout. You know, he's always susceptible to some injuries now, as every reliever is. But I like the commitment by the Angels for Kurt Suzuki, the new manager. He's only on a 1 year. They probably looking at what Texas is doing, where Houston is. Again, we've still got a couple of months of offseason to let things fall, but at least they're not sitting on their hands. They're going out there and making some little moves. And they're still in on talks with at least some of the starting pitching out there as well.
All right, I want to get into what I believe was the dumbest signing of the week. Obviously, I'm agreeing with what you're saying about the relievers. I think that those were two good pickups by Los Angeles. Romano obviously has shown flashes with the Blue Jays. Pomerantz has shown flashes when he is available and healthy between the San Diego Padres. Obviously, that was a longer time ago. And then the Chicago Cubs last year. But, I mean, the dumbest signing of the week to me, bar none, was Jorge Polanco. David Stearns gets on there today. Obviously, the money wasn't too bad, in my opinion. 2-year, $40 million, especially what he did in the playoffs there. Like, guy looked like a great player. Now, that being said, they're signing him to play first base and DH. You're replacing Pete Alonso with Jorge Polanco, a guy that hasn't played first base. How do you sell that to the fan base?
That will be to be seen is all I can say on that. I don't think it's a sell for sure. Especially when you sit there and you see them now, you see the reports on Vientos maybe being traded, right? You're talking about a 25-year-old kid that 2 years ago had an outstanding season. Looked like he was moving in the right direction. Everything was going well. Last year, he fell off the tracks. No question about it. Maybe that's what the future will be. You don't know. But you sign Polanco, you know what you get out of him. We're fans of Polanco and stuff like that. Make no mistake about it or whatever. But for me, a 25-year-old kid with pretty good pop, pretty good defensive ability. You give him that chance. So I was quite surprised to see that he was on the table. No question about it. Unless there wasn't a fit in the clubhouse, maybe. I don't know. We don't know those behind the scenes things, but that one definitely surprised me. There's no question about it. You talked about that being the Polanco signing being your, not an albatross, but unexpected replacement for a guy like the polar bear.
Well, and my main concern with it is, why do you trade for Marcus Semien? You give up your longest tenured, your clubhouse guy in Brandon Nimmo. Right? You let Pete Alonso walk. Why do I go out there and sign a guy that's primarily only played second base? Like, I thought they were going to say third. They said first base and DH, David Stearns did today. I'm like, yeah, you can't, as a Mets fan, I would be absolutely furious at what you have done this offseason. You have burned your entire fan base's guys. If you get what I'm saying, like Edwin Diaz had been with the Mets for long enough. Pete Alonso obviously came up with the Mets. Nimmo was there for what? I think about 8 years, 9 years with the Mets. He was obviously their longest tenured guy. So, I mean, obviously longer than the 7 years that Alonso was there. But I'm looking at it. How do I go from spending $765 million, like over $800 million after everything said and done, on Juan Soto there last year? How do I look at Francisco Lindor and say, Frankie, we got a championship team right now? You have no, and no proven starting pitchers right now, the New York Mets, right? Like, you got Kodai Senga, obviously. Last year, the ups and downs, and I mean, he gets demoted out of the rotation. You got Clay Holmes, who for the first half of last year looked great, second half looked okay at best. Ran out of gas, you could tell, by the end of the season. You got three young kids, Nolan McLean, Jonah Tong, and I'm drawing a blank on the other one. I think Brandon Sprout is his name, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking at that. Where I got to rely on upside and unknowns playing new positions. Like, the Mets have got to do something. I don't care if they're going to the trade market, if they do something, but you got to get some sort of credibility back to that fan base. Because my goodness, right now I'm looking at it like I'd be burning my Mets jersey if I was a Mets fan.
Well, let's talk about the other two competitors in that division. So you get a one-year signing from Alex Anthopoulos with Kim. Now, I think they overpaid at $20 million.
Yeah.
For 1 year. I think that's an overpay, especially since he's been injured the last 2 years or whatever. He came back at the, what, last 80 games or something like that?
He's a fantastic super utility. I guess he's going to be obviously their opening day shortstop with the way that it's set in stone right now.
I hope so.
Well, it's either him or, who was it? Mauricio Dubon. That's who they got earlier in the offseason in that trade. But yeah, like, I'm looking at it, right? And it's like, $20 million, I'm not in love with that one. And Alex usually makes better deals than that. So that one I wasn't a huge fan on. The rest of the Braves still looks good.
Well, that's it, right? The rest are in a good place. So you jump over to the Phillies, you look at them, they picked up Adolis Garcia. Obviously, since the World Series in 2023 with the Rangers, he's backtracked the last 2 years. But I'm okay with that. 1 year for
$10 million.
$10 million for him? He settles into that. He doesn't have to be the man in that lineup. He just needs to fit in. Maybe the 5, the 6, the 7 hole.
Yeah, your only thing that you got to try and figure out now is what to do with Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the writing is on the wall for him because Garcia, way better defender. No question about it. It's his spot now. I think it helps Marsh. You know, that's a good signing. I mean, Dave Dombrowski's having to, he doesn't have the money at his disposal as he has had in the past, but he's slowly starting to put some nice pieces together to make that team still, I don't know if they're the NL East leaders. Depends on, like we said, the health of the Atlanta Braves. And we have to, again, as we've all talked about dirtbags and stuff like that, and all your comments that have been sent in, you know, the Atlanta fans, they're feeling pretty good moving forward. Like, you're going to be back. You got a reset with their manager. You got players that hopefully will come back. And I don't know for sure, because we haven't heard a lot or whatever in that. I can't imagine Walt Weiss playing his Hammers 162 games like Snicker liked to do, right? I'm not saying Snicker did anything wrong. He didn't. If they're paid that way, play that way. I'm a fan of that. Go for it. But I think with what you saw with the Blue Jays and a lot of the other teams, of understanding the importance of a little bit of a day off here and there, and recovery and rebounding and making sure you have the depth of the pieces and stuff like that in place, they're going to be in a good position. I got to be excited if I'm Walt Weiss looking at that moving forward. I got to be excited if I'm Dave Dombrowski, trusting Dave Dombrowski and, you know, I should have said Robbie Thompson. I apologize or whatever. If you're Robbie Thompson, you got to be feeling really good. Knowing what John Middleton is as an owner, his commitment to Philadelphia. I mean, the bottom line is, you're right. Obviously, Stearns is at the point with New York right now. It's, you've just got to allow me the time to reset this. I know my responsibility is still to be a contender in the NL East, in the National League. But in order to do that, I've got to reset it. I've got to do some things that you're not going to like as a fan base. And obviously right now, they're just hating life. And you should be, New York Mets fans. You should be. You're on a roller coaster up and down and all around. But that's the bottom line. That's just the reality. It's that time. So we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
December deal drops at Lowe's are wrapping up, but there's still time to snag something worth bragging about. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and members save an additional $100 on a new and exclusive Samsung French door refrigerator, now just $18.99. Need new tools? Select tools and accessories are up to 45% off this week. Lowe's, we help, you save.
Valid through 12/24. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and thank you for sending them in to us. You know where you can do that. That's on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You've got our guarantee that Nolan and I will try our very best to get them on a show. If it's a personal baseball question and that, you know we'll talk to you personally via video or any way else to try to help you navigate your baseball journey. So, Nolan, obviously, Bregman fans wanting to know our opinions of the latest coming out today, the Arizona Diamondbacks maybe being interested in him. Obviously, with the Ketel Marte conversation and the trade, that's a very interesting component. You're talking about, again, like you just talked about with the Mets in the last segment, giving up a staple in your organization and Ketel Marte to bring in Alex Bregman, potentially. That's the conversation. They want to know our thoughts and opinions on that.
Yeah, I mean, that one to me is a tough sell. If you're trying to sell a fan base on, okay, I lose out on Ketel Marte, I think I'd rather have Ketel Marte, all things considering. Like, if money's equal, right, which basically it's not going to be, because by all accounts, it sounds like Bregman wants even more money than Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, those types of guys. And I'm like, I wouldn't be paying him that, considering the age and everything like that. Like, he's the same age as these guys. But his bat doesn't profile the same way. Like, Alex Bregman, to me, is going to be a Nolan Arenado in a couple of years. Like, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just mean Father Time is undefeated, right? So I'm looking at it, and to me, like, I'm not paying him $200 million. It's the same as last year when he was a free agent. He's not going to get that $200 million, like, deal that he's probably looking for. At least that's what I got to assume the deal that he's looking for. If he's asking for more money, that's what he was asking for last year. Like, 32 years old, I'm good giving you, like, maybe $160 on a six-year deal. I'm sure as heck not paying him $200 million. Good defense, yes, but that bat's not going to age that well. He's not big enough for it to age like a Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, right? So that's where I stand on it.
Yeah, I was very interested when I saw that come through. Thanks for sending in the question, for sure. And it's very interesting. If you're going to look at Bregman in a sense to replace Ketel after a trade, I have to have two pretty darn good starting pitchers. Now, Arizona signed Merrill Kelly back this year, this past week. So that's a good little signing. They're comfortable with him. They know him. They know what they get out of him. So at least it's one piece. But if I'm giving up Ketel, I better get two not only MLB ready, but established pitchers for him a year or two. Maybe 2 or 3 years. I don't know if you can do that. I'm not saying you can't, but, and then maybe a Bregman, because I realized, look at what he did with the Boston Red Sox. You know, you heard about it in spring training, given all the big four before Teal was traded for Crochet and stuff like that, but giving them their suits and teaching them that if you're going to be in the major leagues, this is how you have to act. So what I'm talking about is all those intangibles off the field and stuff like that. Obviously, Bregman does a phenomenal job of that. So there is value in that. There's no question about it. But at the end of the day, as much value as there is in that, I agree with you, Nolan, the fact of what does that mean in dollars? What does that mean in years of service? I want you to be locked in and willing to play for us. Boston gave him a good contract.
No, I know. That's why I was surprised when he opted out. He still had 3 year 120.
At 40 each.
Yeah.
So there you go, right? Like that's a little bit of trepidation to me. I need you invested in the team, not just invested in you and how much money you can make. I'm not saying you're not worth it or didn't deserve it, but for me as a team, I gotta evaluate that and look at it realistically. So that's the bottom line. So this one coming in from Blue Jays fans, a little concerned, it looks like, Nolan, that neither Kyle Tucker or Bo Bichette at this point in time have come off the board. By all accounts, it looks like the Blue Jays are leading the way with Kyle Tucker. There has to be hesitation with him not having signed already. Maybe it's just the dollars and the actual contract is holding him back. Maybe his market hasn't taken off already, and I don't know if it will. But the question being is are they really looking at Tucker more than Bichette? Or have they already signed maybe Tucker in a sense and they want to wait until Bo Bichette for fan reaction? They want to know our thoughts on that.
Well, I just don't see the Kyle Tucker thing the same way that other people obviously see it. Because to me, like, yeah, absolutely, Kyle Tucker's a stud. I'm not going to sit here and say otherwise. He'd be an upgrade, absolutely. But at the same time, where does he fit in? Bo Bichette, to me, obviously, everybody knows, like, he's still a name in that clubhouse, right? Bo Bichette, obviously, him and Vladdy came up together. They've been there for 7 years each. His name carries weight still. He's open to playing second base, which is the best thing for him, right? Obviously speaking, we've said it for years that he should be a second baseman. Doesn't grade out well defensively by any stretch of the imagination. Tied for worst last year with J.P. Crawford. I can go on and on about it. I think the Semien comps for second base right now, I think that's perfect for what he should be. He's in line to get a nice payday, that's for sure. Same thing there. Right now, I'm content with going into the season with Ernie Clement as my everyday second baseman. Addison Barger as my third baseman. I got to hope Santander shows us any sort of life, because last year, obviously, everybody knows he didn't show anything. So I'm looking at it from that perspective, right? It's easy enough for them to go out there and sign a guy. They've already signed majority of good free agents this year. They've made great moves to improve the team. Kyle Tucker, to me, doesn't slide in as nice unless you have trades lined up on the side. That's the only thing that I can think of, is they have to have trades lined up on the side for Joey LaPerfido, one of those, probably even a Ricky Tiedemann at some point in time, like, because they just have too many horses.
That's good insight. I never looked at it that way and stuff like that. You're right. Maybe they're waiting to put the pieces in place behind the scenes, and I have to assume they've got pretty good intent with one or the other players. I mean, both players, obviously, on what they're thinking and stuff like that long term. But you're right. Anthony Santander, by all accounts, we're hearing reporting that he's already back in Florida. He's training. He's looking good. He's looking healthy. Could be hyperbole. If you're Blue Jays fans, you're hoping it's real, because exactly right. I mean, that was a good signing a year ago. It didn't work out in 2025, obviously. There was injuries there and stuff like that. But again, that's a big bat if it comes back. Not a good defender, but a good bat if it comes back. So we just got to be patient on that one, Blue Jays fans. But again, great question. Great insight by you all. So sliding over to JT Realmuto fans. Everything's been quiet on him. I have to believe he's a lot like Schwarber.
He's
really hoping to go back to the Phillies, but what kind of a contract are you giving him?
1 year, 14.
Really?
I'm not giving him a multi-year contract. At this point in his career, unfortunately for JT Realmuto, and I'm saying this as politely as I can, he's an over-the-hill catcher.
Whew. Dropping the hammer.
Like, and I...
And what do you mean?
I mean, he hit 250 with 12 home runs, 50 RBIs. He's not stealing you the bases anymore. Still calls a great game. I'm not sitting here saying otherwise. I'm just sitting here saying he's not going to give you 130 games anymore behind the dish. Like, to me, I'd be comfortable doing 110. Maybe 120. But JT's 35, 36. Like, I got to try and keep his legs healthy for... obviously what should be another October baseball for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, to me, the best spot for him is Philadelphia. I'm not sitting here trying to get into an argument with anybody over that. I think he should be a Philadelphia Philly. I think that's where he deserves to retire. Obviously, he spent the last, 6 years there. And every year he's been productive, right? He's still a clubhouse guy. He's still one of those guys that you want to go to war with. End of the day, to me, 1 year, 14. I'm taking him on a 1 year deal at a time type of deal now at this point in his career. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm looking at it, right? Yadier Molina did that at the end of his career with the Cardinals.
Would you consider a 1 year and an option if he does his job? Because I look at it and I go, yeah. I hear what you're saying. You're right. The offensive numbers have declined. And that's realistic. That's the wear and tear. We always talk about that with catchers, right? He's been the elite of the elite forever.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, at his age and everything like that, but sure, yeah, I'd do the one in an option just for the sake of it.
Out of the respect to him?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I'm still basically Yadier Molina in him. At the end of Yadi's career, look at even Salvador Perez, right? He's going to sign those one-year deals until his career's over. I mean, I think he signed a two-year deal, if I'm not mistaken, this offseason, but basically, it's one of those ones where, hey, I need to plan for the future, but at the same time, I need to win. And this is the guy that's been doing it for us for 6 years. Tons of familiarity with the pitching staff. Like, that's the biggest thing to me is at the end of the day, like, offensively, I think he's about $10 million. Defensively, I think he's irreplaceable for what he can do. Like, and no disrespect to Garrett Stubbs and whoever else they have down in the minor leagues. Honestly, I don't know what Philly's catching situation is for the minor leagues. I think their best course of action would probably be to call the St. Louis Cardinals and say, hey, you guys have 25 top prospects and guys that you just called up on your catching depth. Like, give us an Arenado, give us one of your catchers, give us JoJo Romero. We'll kick in, I don't know. At this point in time, I really don't know what they'd kick in. Some upper-level pitching prospect, right? But to me, like, heck, I'm looking at a guy like a Pedro Páez. Proved he could be a guy last year with the St. Louis Cardinals. Caught a lot of games. Perfect backup catcher, right? I'm not sitting there saying otherwise. And the Cardinals and Phillies, they've made good deals in the past. Look at Edmundo Sosa. Obviously, that one worked out for the Phillies.
Yeah, good question. Great to see the love for JT out there and stuff like that. And we're right there with you on that one. So last question for tonight, Nolan. Obviously, today as well, it was announced that Minnesota Twins fans a little bit excited again, feeling a little bit of energy. Pollard family able to come up with three interested parties that took control on the minor level.
Minority owners, exactly, is what he's trying to say.
Exactly. And Pollard will still be the representative with the MLB, one of them being Lightning owner.
And, no, Wild.
Or sorry, the Wild owners. Yes, you're right. My bad. Thoughts on that? That's got to bring a little bit of life to them. The one disappointing part was what is show it sold something like $1.75 billion was their
agreed upon sale price, and they were $500 million in debt. So there you go, you're out of debt.
Yeah.
Now you can spend a little bit again.
Yeah.
You can go out there. You can make a move for a free agent. You can make a move in the trade market. You don't necessarily have to trade your Joe Ryan, your Pablo Lopez. I'm drawing a blank on who else they'd really have that they could trade that's higher value and has been talked about. Obviously, Byron Buxton is still a name out there, but at the end of the day, you don't have to trade those guys now. You can make a move, and in the AL Central, it's still a winnable division. So go out there and try and make a move.
You should be excited as fans and potentially excited if you're the players on that team. So great job sending the curtain call questions. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it. We it's a big part of the show. So we'll be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, sticking with bashing on the Mets. The Mets obviously are trying to become the New York Yankees light version. Spend a little bit more on one player and then just buy up their relievers. And then you know what? I'm putting this out there now. I really do think the Mets end up signing Cody Bellinger. Honestly speaking, I'm just looking at it, and there's a fit. There's a need. That's a good move if the Mets can go out there and steal him away. And like I said, it makes too much sense. All sides equal, right? You need to replace Nemo. You got to go out there and make a splash. You lost too many guys. You're the New York Mets, for gosh sakes. Spend the money. Go out there. Get your Cody Bellinger. Be the New York Yankees light version. Let everybody rip on you. And you know what? Go and try and win an NL East.
Yeah, I love it, man, because they're also looking at Luke Weaver, right, supposedly.
Done deal.
Oh, it is done deal. Now?
222.
Okay, so there's another one off the charts, Dirtbags. So there you go. New York Yankees light. I love it, Nolan. That's a good insight right there. Good way of looking at it. And maybe it's the Carlos Mendoza connection with the Yankees in David Stern's ears. I don't know, but yeah, that's a good take. That's a good final thought. I love it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, listening, sharing the message, just being dirtbags on the field, off the field, every day of our life. That's what it's all about. Sometimes we love the game. Sometimes we hate what's happening in the game, but you can never actually hate the game because it's a game. It's a game that we all love. We live, breathe, die. That's why we're all here. There's no question about it, and that's why we'll always be here, because hopefully we can separate those highs and lows and realize that, man, this game can be challenging. It can be exciting, overwhelming. It can be everything in life to us, but it's what drives us each and every day. So to all the servicemen and women out there, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do for us every day so we can do what we love to do every day, and that's baseball. If you are a dirtbag out there, and I know you are, and you're playing this week, you're in a tournament, you're whatever you're doing, As a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, you know what the responsibility is. That's the bottom line. So, unfortunately, though, it's that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.